I am Kim Cooney. It's Thanksgiving 2018, and I'm interviewing my dad, Robert Shenefield, about a log skidding event when he was about 8 years old. So you used to tell stories of, from what I remember, is about having horses pulling something in the woods, and something happened, and the horses went one side, and what they were hauling went another. Can you tell me, refresh my memory on that?
We had a team of Morgan horses, which we used basically in the woods. Morgan horses were they're a small horse compared to the today's Clydesdales, and they were a good all-around horse. I could ride them, put a saddle on and ride them. I could ride them bareback, but we used to skid logs, cutting wood for hammer mill. And being a small fry at 8, 9 years old, the horses would mind me very well. But like any animal, they can be flighty. When you're skidding logs in a woods, in the eastern hardwoods especially, it comes a time when you're behind the horse and the log, you're walking beside the log, and you don't want to get too close to it because it can roll and pinch you or that, and you have trees along the side of the log road. Well, as kids and people, we would get to the point that we would didn't want to get caught between the log being skidded and a tree. We would walk up to the tree and alongside and pass the reins around the tree to the other side and keep right on going. Well, one day I was probably clowning around and I missed the catch on the other side, and about the time that happened, something snapped or bucked, whatever you want to know, and the horses jumped and they spooked and they took off down the road. And they probably went to, well, I'll say several hundred yards, and went down over a hill, and relatively steep hill, and there was a turn at the bottom. The only thing is, they were going so fast when they hit the bottom of the hill, they didn't turn. And they went right off into the standing timber, and about a few yards in, they come head on with another tree, and one horse went one side of it, and the other horse went the other side. And the only problem is, they're tied together with a neck yoke when you do that. And they just turned right around, they hit that, and they just flew their rear end right around because their front stopped. And the log that they were skidding came right straight through between them and hit the tree itself and stopped. And I got down there and I was all upset. So I went back and told my father that I got all upset. And he had some very unkind words. And he says, "You got him into the blankety blank mess, now you go get him out." And we proceeded to move on for the rest of the day.
Now, seeing as since Grandpa Shenefield was on had emphysema and was on oxygen for most of
the time
I knew him, I don't remember him ever talking to me.
Oh.
So the idea of him raising his voice and
yelling, just like,
yeah.